From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for the 17th day of July, 2013. I'm Philip Grant. A hazardous weather outlook is still in effect for our area for a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon, mainly from the Capital District northward and east. Any thunderstorm that would form will move from west to east at around 25 miles an hour. It will be another hot one today, but heat indices look to fall just short 100 degrees. Nevertheless, it would be a good idea to avoid excessive strenuous activity during the height of the day. The forecast for today is mostly sunny with a high near 92 degrees and a light northwest wind. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 71 degrees and a light and variable wind. We'll go over the rest of the week's weather in a moment, but first, here is what's in the local news. At the top of the news, Central Hudson has completed the Catskill cleanup. The Daily Freeman is reporting that Central Hudson Gas and Electric announced on Tuesday that a remediation project in the village of Catskill has been completed. The project was on the site of the former manufactured gas plant between Water Street and Catskill Creek. The property is adjacent to the Catskill Mill and to a parking lot owned by Greene County. The company reported the cleanup cost at $7.7 million. Manufactured gas plants were used throughout the county from the mid-1800s to the early to mid-1900s to produce gas for light heating and cooking. The plants created gas out of coal and other fossil fuels, leaving behind residue that seeped into the ground and nearby waterways. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Freeman. Over in Claverack, the GOP has chosen their town candidates. The Register Star is reporting that Clifford Kippy Wildgelt was chosen as the GOP candidate for town supervisor by the Claverick Republican Caucus. Wildgelt will face an as-yet-unnamed Democratic candidate in the November election. The caucus also chose Brian Keeler and Stephen Hook for town board. Incumbents town clerk tax collector Mary Jean Hoos, town justice Charles Ho, highway superintendent Louis Lamont, and assessor Charles Brewer were also endorsed. The caucus was conducted by the Claverick Republican Committee. You can read that full story in today's Register Star. Our final story is on news that a candidate is raising money to run against Gibson. Jimmy Valkin is reporting in the Capital Confidential that Sean Eldridge, the 26-year-old Democrat considering a run against Congressman Chris Gibson, raised more than $200,000 in the last 3 months. He now boasts a war chest in excess of $600,000. Eldridge is an investor by profession and the husband of Facebook co-founder Chris Hughes. An Eldridge spokesperson said roughly one-third of the donations received so far came from within the boundaries of the 11-county 19th Congressional District. Eldridge has not said definitely if he plans to make the run, but has begun laying the groundwork for a potential campaign. You'll find that full story at the Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. So we have very hot weather ahead of us today. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, and east central New York. There will be a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon, mainly from the Capital District northward and east. It will be another hot day today, but the heat indices look to fall just short of 100 degrees. The forecast for today is mostly sunny with a high near 95 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 71. For the next 3 days, on Thursday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 93. Thursday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight. Mostly cloudy with a low around 71. On Friday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Afternoon, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 95 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 72. Saturday, showers and thunderstorms are likely mainly afternoon. Some of the storms could produce small hail, gusty winds, and heavy rain. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with a high near 88 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 66. Sunrise this morning was at 5:35 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:28 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 53 minutes, 1 minute less than yesterday. So that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Wednesday, the 17th day of July, 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.